Wake up, get out of bed. Wake up with Webster. Go. In the morning. TFN.
This morning on the show, Claire and I were talking about the most random places you've nodded off. There's a bloke that's gone viral this week who, on the second day of his brand new job, fell asleep at his desk, and his new colleagues actually did the right thing and had a laugh at his expense and photoshopped his face into many viral photos. And they're quite funny, aren't they, Claire?
Yeah, they're quite good. And I have to say, he must have some set of co-workers to be able to do that on the second day. That's impressive.
Still in the job as well. Even more impressive. So random places you've fallen asleep. We got loads on the Wake Up at Webster Facebook page. You should check them out today, including Jessie Ann, who said she used to fall asleep curled up in a ball on the floor off a plane at her parents' feet.
That's incredible. I wonder if she actually had to buy a seat or if she just slept on the floor the whole way.
Extra surcharge for sleeping on the floor probably from these airlines. And she did that right up until she was 13. It wasn't like she was a toddler.
Incredible.
Love that. We've had people saying they've slept in nightclubs, on speakers, on top of phone boxes, on the back of motorbikes, halfway up Ben Nevis.
Sorry, let's just go back a second. Which on the back one? Of motorbikes.
Yeah, she said she was cosy at the time, says Tanya. It was early on a Sunday morning and she was cuddling into her man.
Bit dangerous.
Yeah, just a bit. How did he know that she was actually sleeping? I don't get it. Anyway, Alex called us as well. He told us about a very random place that he's nodded off.
Well, I was actually out one night with a friend and I woke up in a nightclub at 2 o'clock in the morning and the police was shut.
Oh, how do you escape?
I had to actually phone the police.
Were you locked in?
I was, yeah.
Normally a good thing. I had a lock-in.
I had a lot of explaining to do.
Where did you fall asleep?
In the toilet.
Like in a cubicle?
Yeah.
And no one's gone round to check. And I bet you woke up with kind of numb legs with pins and needles.
Yeah, numb legs, definitely.
And the police, were they sympathetic to your cause?
Yeah, I understood what happened and they gave me a free taxi home.
Ah, good man. I love the bobbies. It seems as though, just gloss over that, it seems as though a lot of people are getting lock-ins when it comes to nodding off, because Jim called us as well with something similar.
I went to get photos taken, you know, for the passport.
Yeah, in yes. One of those little booths at supermarkets.
Yeah, you know the one in Wardrobe, the main bank?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I went in there and I thought I dozed off, but I got up and when I come out, just the place was in darkness. The bank was locked up and everything.
You were in a... So, let me just get this straight. You were in a bank getting your photo taken.
Yeah, in the GPO in Wardrobe, Dundee.
Right.
And when I come out in the booth, the place was in darkness, locked up, and I just stood there looking around, and then I heard something in the background, and I just shouted, "Excuse me!" And I took a minute for this guy to appear, and he looked a bit pale, right enough, but he shot it on somebody else.
Security guard.
Yeah.
How long had you been there?
I don't know. I was just there about 2 hours.
Well, banks are cosy and everyone speaks in hushed tones. So
always nice and warm.
I can see why. I tell you what, there seems to be a lot of serial snoozers around Tayside and Fife. Ricky got in touch with us as well. He's done it more than once.
Well, a couple of times, actually. When I was younger, I fell asleep get my hair cut one time. And you know how you do the old nodding dog when you jerk your head?
Oh, no.
You never got a baldy at one patch, did you?
Lobbed an ear off.
No, it was doing the back of my neck and it sort of... I jerked and I realised what was happening. And then another time I fell asleep in a dentist chair.
Mid-drilling?
No, I was just obviously very, very tired. And I woke up and you know how they put that clamp thing round your tooth to give you a fill-in?
Oh, I hate that. Yeah, I feel like you're swallowing it.
Well, I woke up with that in my mouth and didn't know what was going on. I couldn't give the old nodding dog shaking the head. And I had to go back about a week later and we went in, the receptionist was sort of nudging each other and pointing as if to say... that's him at
Belfast. There's Sleepy Ricky. There's loads more of these, some amazing examples, including a girl who said she fell asleep during labour.
How is that even possible?
It can't be, surely. Go and check them all out. Wake Up with Webster Facebook page is your go-to place for all of that. And join us every weekday morning from 6 a.m. here on TFM.
Wake up, get out of bed.
Wake up with Webster. Go.
Fan.